You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Chester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
So good to have you in church today. We're just so glad to have you in the house. Are you glad to be a part of Audacious Church? Who knows that the church isn't the building, but the church is you guys, the people. The living testimony is the word of God in action. You guys are the church today, right now, positioned for a time such as this. Chester needs us to not just be Christians that come to a building once a week, but to be Christians that live embodying the word of God in our everyday lives, in the way that we speak, in the way that we think, in the way that we respond to people, in the way that we're kind, in the way that we live out purpose in our lives. God has got plans and purposes for you. Who believes it? Who believes that God has a plan and a purpose for your life? Who wants to hold on to the truth that you weren't made by accident, that you are not a mistake, but you've been put here for a time such as this, that you are called and set apart, that you are a child of God, one of God's own children? How good is that? Can we thank Jesus for what he did for us? That means that we can claim that truth and say that we are children of God today. Oh, church, that is way bigger than a round of applause. Come on, you are a child of God. You've been saved by grace this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've joined us in an exciting time of church life. And you would have seen through our video that we in Abs greatly explained that we're leading up to Vision Sunday. And I'm so grateful to be a part of a church that never stops. I'm so grateful that when we reach where we think is the destination, the next corner presents itself and we're off on fresh vision. Who's glad that we aren't a church that's stuck, but we're a church that's in motion? Oh, come on, I'm so glad to be a part of a church with faith, a church with vision, a church that creates space for me to live out my purpose, but also a space for us all to discover purpose in one way or another. Today, we're going to be talking about space for purpose. Last week, Pastor Mark brought an amazing message on space for faith. But today, we're going to be talking about purpose. I want you all to know that you are all here on purpose. That no one's here by mistake. Unless you are, and you were meant to be at Sanctuary, and you came to the... This is your opportunity. Now, you've all been put here on purpose for a time such as this. We all have a purpose. But the thing about purpose is that we can be in it in one moment, but then we can lose sight of it in the next. We can spend one day or one moment feeling that we are in our God-given purposes. And then in the next, feel like we've completely lost sight of what our purpose is. You see, I've been driving around recently, and as we were preparing for this message, I just started to notice all these church buildings that are no longer church buildings. You know, the ones that have been turned into apartments? The ones that weren't a call center, but had their chains of use changed to be a place of worship, but the other way around, that was a place of worship, that had changed of use to be our place of residence. Something in that, a place of residence. This is our place of residence, the house of God. God has called us all to be a part of what he's doing in and through this church. But it breaks my heart when we see old church buildings just being a remnant of once was. We got some great photos coming up on the screen. Well, that's a new one. Wow. Look at that. It's pretty cool, but these are all monuments. They're displaying what was once a house of worship. They're a memory of a place that used to be active in a community, that used to reach out and create space for people to meet with God, to have a relationship with Jesus. But now they're just a place of residence for monthly rent or someone purchasing a house. You see, 1 Peter 2:5 says this. It says, you also, like living stones, are being built into spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We are spiritual houses. You and me, we're the church. The Spirit of God lives in us. It dwells in us. In the Old Testament, we can see that the Spirit of God would dwell in a place, in the tabernacle, and only the chosen few could actually enter and meet with God. But I have good news for you today, that through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit is alive in you, that the Holy Spirit wants to be alive through you, that there is a plan and purpose for your life to display the supernatural God, not just to experience God, but to display God in all that you do. I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody to look at me and see what was once a place of worship. I don't want anyone to look at me and see a remnant of someone that used to outreach into the community. I don't want to see some people to look at me and see a place and a house that used to sacrifice for the things of God in my life. No, I want people to look at me and to see a house of worship alive today. I want people to look at me and see somebody willing to surrender and sacrifice his own life for the glory of God. Come on, if you're with me and you want your world to see you as somebody living alive in Christ, why don't you jump to your feet across this place, and why don't you just begin to give God a shout of praise? Why don't you just begin to declare him over your own life? God, you are good all the time. Oh, we'll get there. Come on, so good. Take a seat. You see, purpose is your revelation of God in action. When you live out your purpose, you are outliving your revelation of God. You're outliving the relationship that you have with him. We've all been given a purpose to display the supernatural God. God's heart isn't for you just to experience him, but his heart is for him to display his supernatural through you. He's put something in you, but he also wants to get something through you. Who wants to be used by God? Who wants to live a life that's used by God, not just in church, but in every moment? You see, when you create space for purpose in your life, you're giving God space to create purpose for somebody else. Your purpose creates space for somebody else's purpose. There are people in the room today that feel that you've never connected with purpose, that you're on a pursuit for purpose. You don't know what the meaning of life is. You don't know why it is that you're here. You don't know what it is that you've been put on the earth to do. Every job you do just in the end becomes meaningless. It always seems to run out. There are people in the room that feel like you're in the sweet spot of purpose at the moment. And there are people in the room that have completely lost sight of purpose. See, when I think of purpose, I think of onions. Sorry to make you cry, Dan. Who remembers Danny's amazing joke about onions making his mum cry? They all have, like, purpose has layers. And I want to declare over you, and I want you to know today, if you don't know what your purpose in life is, then I want you to know today that the truth is your purpose is to receive the love of the Father, to be in relationship with Jesus, and to outwork the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your life. You were created and purposed for a life of mission. Matthew 28, therefore go and make disciples, baptizing them. Jesus says in verse 29 that surely I am with you until the very end of the age. I want you to know that we are positioned here to have a relationship with God, but also to reflect our relationship with God. By creating space for purpose in your life, you're giving God space to create purpose in somebody else's life. This isn't just about you, this is about the city. This isn't just about you, this is about the people in your workplaces. This isn't just about you, it's about the people that are in your classroom. rooms, young people. This isn't about you. This is about the neighbor to your right and to your left. If you've discovered the love of God in your life, how much more does God want them to discover the love of His in their lives? If God was able to chase you down, how much more does He want to use you to help chase other people down? God's purposes aren't just for us, but they're for the whole city. We shouldn't just be running 3 services. We should be running 5. We've got faith not just to have one service with 600 people, but to have multiple. We've got faith not just for Chester, but for the region. We've not just got faith for one space, but we've got place for God to move abundantly over and above what we can ask, think, or imagine. We are all called to mission. Whether you know your purpose, whether you're in your sweet spot of purpose, or whether you feel like you've lost sight of purpose, we are all called to a life of mission. Charles Spurgeon's got a sobering quote, but it is so good that I had to share it with you. And it is this, that every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. You're either a missionary or you're an imposter. Pointing to the relevance of us living out the gospel in our lives. We can't just be people that know the word of God. We can't just be people that have the word of God. We need to be people that teach and display the word of God. We are all called to therefore and go and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are called and purposed for your workspace. You are called and purposed for that building site or that factory. You are called and purposed for so much more than what you think you're doing in that space. God has got a plan and a purpose in your life. God wants to love you, and He wants to reflect His love through you. Should we create space for purpose in our lives? Who wants to be somebody that lives out mission for God? But for us to create space for purpose in our lives, I think that we need to first create space for God. It sounds so simple, right? But how can we have purpose without God? There's an amazing quote. Rick Warren puts it in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, that you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. You were made by God and for God. That is your purpose, is to have a relationship with God. Who remembers being in primary school and being asked at like 5 years old what you wanted to be when you were older? Everyone's been there, right? Sam, what did you used to say to the teachers? Footballer, that was me too. We put a performance on Monday, didn't we? But that's not what we meant, was it? Running around goals, like nearly getting to the ball, nearly kicking the ball. That's not what we meant. We wanted to be like playing for Liverpool. And Danny, what did you used to say when teachers would ask you? Footballer as well. Sam, what did you used to say? Dinosaur. Come stand here. Come stand here. Come here. Like, you've got the hype for it. You nearly made it, bro. Pastor Lisandro, what did you used to say? Architect. Living in purpose. There we go. Pastor Lee, what did you say? Unemployed. Don't say that too much. I like my current job. Don't want that demotion, do I? I like having fun with the generations. But if you were to ask 8-year-old Josh what he wanted to do with his life, it would be to be playing up front with Michael Owen, even though the age gap would never have made that happen anyway. So if you were to go and ask 8-year-old Josh now, and you were to say to him, well, actually, you're going to be a pastor, that actually God's going to put a call on your life to serve, 8-year-old Josh would say, No, that's not the purpose that's on my life. I want to be a footballer. I've been put here to play football. Or teenage Josh would say, no, I've been put on the planet to be a songwriter. I've not been put on the planet to preach or to be in schools in the week. No, I'm just going to songwrite and that is it. You see, that's why we can't draw our purpose by what we do, because it's changing and it's fleeting. Your purpose is deeper than what you do. Your purpose and the reason that you're on planet Earth is to have a relationship with God, and the what you do will flow out of that. I still get to play football on a Monday night once a month. I still get to write music. I still get to do all of the things. But I get to live in a higher purpose that's a relationship with Jesus that creates space for all of those things to come through. You were created by God and for God. Until you understand that, life will never make sense. Jesus had to create space in his life to create space for God. If Jesus, the Son of God, had to create space to hear from the Father, then how much more do we need to be intentional? How much more do we need to intentionally be enthusiastic about creating space for God in our lives? How can we live out God's purpose for the day if we don't even pray when we wake up? How can we live out God's purpose for the day if we don't open the Word of God once? How can we live out that what God has put on our lives if we don't choose to serve the people around us? How can we live out and display our relationship with God if we keep ourselves insular and stuck in a corner instead of stepping out and being bold for God? We're not called to be shrunk back. We're called to step forward and to step into the things of God. We are all called to mission. Whether you know God or you don't know God, there is a plan and a purpose on your life, and it starts with relationship with Jesus. We all need to create space for God and allow him to occupy the space within us. Church, God can only occupy the space in you that you allow him to occupy. He can only occupy the space that you give him in your life. If you're fine with keeping God as a bookend of your day, hey, that's your decision to make. But I want to encourage you that there is so much more. There is so much more to a life with Jesus. There is so much more than just a quick prayer and a quick read of a chapter. There's so much more than just, oh, I'm a holy Christian because I listen to worship on the train on my commute. There's so much more to be found in the depth of relationship with God by living out your purpose and creating space for God in your life. What would it look like if you were intentionally enthusiastic about creating space for God in your life? If you're taking notes today, then our second point for creating space for purpose in our life is to create space for kindness. I don't think that we can live in purpose without being kind. Does anyone else believe that? It says in Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Clothe yourself. I don't know about you, but every day I have to wake up and decide to put clothes on. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. To change my clothes. Pastor Lee. Can we post the next service on Spotify, please? God is good. All the time. But we have to choose what we put on each day. We have to choose the outfit that we're going to wear to walk into the room that we know we're going to walk into. Hey, if you know that your workspace feels tight and feels dark, why don't you decide to clothe yourself with compassion and kindness? If you know that your friendship group or the people you're hanging out with have got a bit too much of an ego, why don't you decide to clothe yourself with some humility and walk into that place humble and gentle and patient for the things of God in your life? When we decide to live kind, we are displaying the supernatural love of God. Kindness is more than just a nice act. Kindness is more than just offering to hold the door for somebody. You see, kindness is the love of God in motion. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Kindness, when you are kind, you are displaying the loving nature of God. I want you to know today that kindness can communicate the love of God louder than your voice can. I love Pastor Lee for so many reasons. I do. But one of the reasons and one of the things that I, two of the things that I respect about him most is one, that he always remembers everyone's names in our church, no matter where they've been for 1 week or they've been for 20. He always makes an effort to remember people's names. And the second thing is he's always kind. Whenever you're in an environment with Pastor Lee, whether it be a coffee shop, a shop, on a train, in church, he's the same. He's kind-natured, and he's kind because he allows the love of God to be outworked through the way that he speaks to people in the world. He understands that he's not just a Christian on a Sunday, but he's a Christian all of the time, that his mission is to outwork the love of God, is to be an influence, to cause people to ask questions about what he does for a living just because of his kindness. How are you so kind? People ask all the time, don't they? Why are you so kind? He's like, 'cause I just love people. Why do you love people? Why? Because I've been called by God for people. My little sister, we took her to Cardiff a couple of weeks ago, and we've got like a rocky relationship with my father, and both of us have made separate decisions to not involve him in our lives going forward. And we were driving down in Cardiff, and this is like a bittersweet moment when my sister asked me, Josh, how are you so kind in caring towards Abby when you never saw that growing up? And it was like, oh crap, I'm gonna cry. That hurts. Actually, I'm going to cry because Cara can see something in me. She can see that I can choose kindness, that I chose to clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, that I didn't allow my experience to be the way that I reflected and lived my life. But no, I said, I'm going to choose kindness. I'm going to allow myself to live in the calling of God. I'm going to choose to be kind in an unkind world. I'm going to choose kindness where unkindness was cast on me. Church, you can all be kind. You can all choose kindness. What would it look like if you tried to cause someone to ask a question about God in your workspace or in your school or in a coffee shop just through being kind to them this week? Not like over the top. You don't need to like chase them down and be like, anything I can do for you? Is anything I can do for you? Oh, you know, don't need to be weird about it. Just be kind. Just be kind. Ray, do you feel convicted? That's my challenge for you this week. Try and cause someone to ask you a question about God just because of your display of his love through an act of kindness. And the last thing, point three, for us to live out our purpose, the band can join me for this one, otherwise I'll go all day. The last point is to live out our purpose for God, we need to create space for change. We need to create space for change in our lives. Change is uncomfortable. Change is scary. Change means change. No one likes change. Put your hand up if you love change. Minty loves change. You're still young, Minty. There's time yet. Runs in the family. But change can intimidate us. Change can scare us. But God wants to use change in your life to release you into the purposes that he has for your life. It says in 2 Corinthians 3, the Lord who is the Spirit makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. We both can't be changed into his glorious image and stay the same. We can't come alive to a newfound purpose in our lives, but then our daily lives just continue looking the same. And a lot of people get stuck here. They get stuck after having a life-giving moment, an encounter with God, a moment of revelation, but that they don't let transformation crystallize through something changing in their life. You see, without change, we'll always stay the same. And God is calling you deeper. He's creating you more and more into his image. You are being made more and more into his likeness each day that you commit to create space for God. Each time you commit to create space for kindness, you are creating space for change in your life. When I go to my nan's house, there's always a box of Quality Streets out. But only one time out of 10 is there actually Quality Streets in there.
There's always like knitting needles or pills or random pieces of paper from letters from the 1960s or whatever it is that Nan's decided to keep in her Quality Street box. And a good way of telling now is it plastic or is it metal? Because they don't sell the metal ones anymore, do they? Too cheap. But I think of purpose the same as like a Quality Street tin. The tin remains the same, but what's in it changes. See, your purpose for God will always be changing. What God needs you to be in your workspace on Monday is different to what God needs you to be on Tuesday morning. Who God needs you to be in the team that he wants you to serve on, in the church, in a time such as this, might be different than in 5 years. For last year, a season for me was to lead as worship, to be a worship leader. But this season isn't that for me. There's something else. I need to be okay with change. I need to be okay with God putting me in different places. I need to be okay with God drawing different gifts out of me in my life. And the same goes for you. What God had for you in one season will be different in the next. And I don't know about you, but I rejoice in that. I'm glad that it's changing. Because if it was the same, we'd be bored. If it was the same, we'd get stuck. If it was the same, there'd be no joy in the pursuit of purpose in our lives. But when you're grounded in your purpose, being a relationship with God, it's okay. Because you draw the strength from the Lord. You're drawing strength from the pioneer and perfecter of your faith and not putting your purpose in the things that you do or the changing sands of the things around us. But we put our hope in Jesus. Yes, change is scary. It's unsettling and it's uncomfortable. But without it, God can't release you into the full purposes that he's placed on your life. Every year of my life has looked different, and every year of my life will continue to look different. And sometimes I have to choose to be glad in it. Sometimes I have to choose to say God is good all the time. Because change is hard. But without it, I can't become more and more like Jesus. Without it, I can't step closer to who he's calling me to be. And there is a plan and purpose over every single one of your lives, whether you know it, whether you believe it, or whether you don't. God loves you. He created you with an intention. He created you with purpose. He created you with love. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You have been placed here for a time such as this. The church isn't the building, but the church is you. We are all called to mission. We are all called to display the love of God in our lives. God is alive in you, and God is alive through you. Let's be a church that displays the love of God by living out our purpose, by creating space for him at the beginning of our day, by creating space to be kind even when the world's unkind for us. Let's be a church and a people that create space for change even though it's scary. So as the band come and join me, and we're just going to create a moment to just respond to God, you can all stand to your feet. I just want to speak over you. My main takeaways for today is an encouragement. I want you to know that we are all created on purpose for a purpose. That we can all have purpose in one breath, but we can lose it in the next. Purpose is like an onion and it has layers, but it all starts with a life-giving relationship with Jesus. Creating space for purpose in your life is giving God space to unlock purpose in somebody else's. You were made by God and for God. So create space for him. Kindness is the love of God in motion. We can all choose kindness. Yes, change is scary, uncomfortable, and unsettling. But without it, God can't fully release you into the plans and purposes that he has for your life.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.